Old Merchant's Wealth. In ancient times, there was a super successful salesman named Hoffid. He was so wealthy, living in a fancy palace with tons of valuable stuff. But as he felt his time coming to an end, he decided to make a big change. He told his servant Erasmus to turn all his riches into gold and give it to the poor. He only wanted to keep enough for himself to live comfortably. Erasmus was shocked because Hoffid had just had his best year ever. But Hoffid had a promise to keep from when he was young, and he wanted Erasmus to stick with him until he fulfilled it. After Erasmus obeyed, Hoffid led him to a locked room with just one plain chest. Inside were 10 old scrolls made of leather. Hoffid said these scrolls held the key to being incredibly successful in sales, secrets he had used. He got them from his own master when he was young, with strict instructions to pass them on only to his successor. This special person would come with a clear sign of their identity, Hoffid's youthful journeys. When Hoffid was young, he worked for a wise merchant named Pathros, who was a master salesman. Hoffid admired Pathros's skills and wanted to learn from him. Pathros agreed, but asked Hoffid what he would do if he became wealthy. Hoffid promised to help the poor, just like Pathros. Pathros then gave Hoffid a task: sell a beautiful red robe with a star symbol and Pathros's symbol on it in Bethlehem. He charged Hoffid 1 silver denarius for the robe, and any profit Hoffid made beyond that would be his. Pathros emphasized that perseverance was the key to success. When Hoffid met with Pathros, the merchant asked about a bright star he had seen. Hoffid admitted noticing the star but didn't realize it was following him. Pathros wondered if this was a sign. He asked Hoffid if anything special happened while he was in Bethlehem. Hoffid explained he couldn't sell a red robe, so he gave it away to protect a baby instead. Pathros fell into deep thought. When Hoffid apologized for his lack of success, Pathros reassured him, saying, "Rest easy, you haven't failed." It dawned on Pathros that he had finally found the right person to pass on his precious scrolls to. Refurbish the cedar chest. Pathros, on his deathbed, called Hoffid to his tent. He had a gift for him. Pathros explained that when he was young and broke, he saved a wise man from thieves. In return, the wise man gave him a small cedar chest containing 10 scrolls that held the secrets of successful selling. By following these principles, Pathros became incredibly wealthy. Now, he was passing on the scrolls to Hoffid, along with 100 gold talents. He instructed Hoffid to buy rugs and head to Damascus to sell them. Pathros urged Hoffid to read and reread the scrolls, strictly following their teachings. If Hoffid did as instructed, Pathros promised he would become the world's next great salesman. Life and Sales Principles. Pathros instructed Hoffid to keep the scrolls a secret until a special sign revealed the identity of his future successor. Only this successor would be allowed to share the principles of the scrolls with everyone. The 10 scrolls contain important guidelines for life and sales. 1. Today I begin a new life. As I set my sights on my goals, especially my sales targets, I leave the past behind and aim high for the future. Instead of fixating on success, which varies for everyone, I focus on avoiding failure and reaching my objectives. The key lies in developing strong habits that will guide me every step of the way. By practicing these habits diligently every day, I ensure that failure is kept at bay. It's crucial to identify and eliminate any detrimental practices that hinder my progress toward success. I commit to studying these scrolls attentively, using their wisdom to cultivate good habits that will lead me to my goals. With determination and dedication, I embrace this new beginning and strive to make every day count. 2. I will greet this day with love in my heart. Success in sales and life hinges on a simple principle. Rid yourself of hate. Replace it with love. Love each day, every friend, even your enemies. Love your sales prospects too. Spread love by saying, "I love you," to everyone. Show love in all your actions. When you give love, you'll receive it back. If love guides you, everything becomes a blessing, not a burden. Picture this. Daylight brightens your path, and nighttime unveils the star's brilliance. Joy from happiness enriches you, while sadness expands your understanding. 3. I will persist until I succeed. The rewards you're after and the sales you hope to achieve won't come right away. Stick to your goals and don't give up. Even if things seem tough, keep pushing forward. Look at challenges as steps you need to take one by one. You'll always have the strength to take one more step. Keep this mindset and you won't give up. Think of yourself like raindrops falling. Each one might not seem like much, but together they can even wear down mountains. 4. I am nature's greatest miracle. You're one of a kind. Adopt what sets you apart and show off your unique qualities. Don't hide them, flaunt them. You're here after thousands of years of evolution, a real marvel. With that in mind, know that you're capable of amazing things. Strive to be the best version of yourself, and you'll become a top-notch salesperson. 5. I will live this day as if it is my last. Make the most of every moment you have. Focus on today, not dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. Use each minute wisely to sell as much as you can. Every day is unique and valuable. Once it's gone forever. Don't waste any time. It's a precious gift. If you waste time, you waste your life. Don't delay tasks for tomorrow. Tomorrow isn't guaranteed. Today is what matters, so make the most of it. 6. Today I will be master of my emotions. Your moods shape your days, which in turn affect your sales. By managing your moods, you take control of your days and sales. Follow these methods. If I feel depressed, I will sing. If I feel sad, I will laugh. If I feel complacent, I will remember my competition. Don't let your thoughts dictate your actions. Instead, let your actions guide your thoughts. Take control of your destiny to reach your goals, including achieving sales targets. Your success depends on you. 7. I will laugh at the world. Don't take yourself too seriously. Remember, your current problems won't last forever, no matter how tough they seem now. Keep a balanced perspective. If you can find humor, life gets easier, and you'll be more open to possibilities, like boosting your sales. Repeat to yourself, "This too shall pass." When you can laugh, you'll be happier and richer. Success will follow. 8. Today, I will multiply my value 100-fold. Your potential is boundless, just like the opportunities waiting for you in sales and life. Picture yourself as a single grain of wheat that can grow into a whole field and then replicate itself to feed countless others. Think of yourself as the clay that shapes a castle. Take care of yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally to stay strong and bounce back from challenges. Aim high with your goals for today, this week, and beyond. Make your intentions clear to everyone around you, but keep your achievements to yourself. 9. I will act now. Planning alone isn't enough. You need to take action to reach your goals. Just having a map won't get you where you want to be. You have to make the journey yourself. Start with one step, then another, and keep going. Be like a firefly that only shines when it's in motion. Make your life stand out by taking bold, brave steps. Procrastination is your enemy, so don't put things off. Tomorrow is just a dream. Repeat this mantra to yourself. I will act now. I will act now. I will act now. Your success in sales is within reach. Seize it. Act now. This moment is all you have, so don't waste it. Act. 10. I will pray for guidance. Praying is a natural thing everyone can do, no matter their religion. Instead of asking for health, wealth, or success, every prayer should be a strong request for guidance. By seeking guidance, you'll surely find it. In every prayer, use these words. Let me become all you planned for me when my seed was planted and selected by you to sprout in the vineyard of the world. Help this humble salesman. Guide me, God. Next top salesperson. Old and patient, Hafid waited eagerly for the one he'd passed the priceless scrolls to. One day, a tired traveler, wearing ragged clothes and with sore feet, arrived in Damascus from the scorching desert. This stranger headed straight to Hafid's palace. Erasmus, suspicious, led him to the palace's garden where Hafid rested. The stranger asked if Hafid was the famous salesman known worldwide for his success. Hafid admitted he was once known in such a way. The stranger introduced himself as Saul of Tarsus, also known as Paul, a Roman citizen. He had come from Jerusalem where he had witnessed the stoning of a holy man named Stephen. Stephen was accused of saying Jesus was the Messiah. Paul had been tasked by the high priest to go to Damascus and arrest all followers of Jesus, bringing them back to Jerusalem for punishment. Saul's transformation. Paul recounted a startling event on his journey to Damascus. Struck blind by lightning and trembling with fear, he heard a voice claiming to be Jesus questioning his persecution. His sight was restored miraculously by Ananias. Paul encouraged Jesus' divinity and preached about him. Despite facing distrust and even death threats, Paul persisted in spreading his message. Seeking guidance, a mysterious voice urged him to learn from a master salesman in Damascus. Paul shared Jesus' story and gave Hafid a bloodied red robe, symbolizing Jesus' possession acquired from Roman soldiers. Discovery in the robe. Hafid was stunned by what he found. As he searched the robe, he discovered a small star, the sewer's mark, next to a circle inside a square, the mark of Pathros. In a trembling voice, Hafid asked Paul about Jesus' birth. Paul explained that Jesus was born in a cave in Bethlehem. Tears filled Hafid's eyes as he asked if a brilliant star marked the night of Jesus' birth. Paul struggled to respond, visibly moved. Understanding struck Hafid, and he tearfully adopted Paul, who also began to cry. Hafid then instructed Erasmus to bring the chest and ancient scrolls to Paul, declaring, "We have found our salesman at last." Key points. 1. Adopt love, persevere, and cherish each day to unlock success in sales and life. 2. Learn to overcome challenges and spread joy to become a top salesperson. 3. Take action now. Control your feelings, and laugh through tough times to succeed. 4. Unearth your unique qualities, aim high, and increase your value tenfold daily. 5. Prioritize today, act decisively, and seek divine guidance for lasting success. 6. Understand the power of love, perseverance, and embracing uniqueness for sales triumph. 7. Accept love, perseverance, and action to excel in sales and life's journey.